This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I asked myself, why do I dedicate my life to music? You know, it's a difficult path, and I realized that music has an amazing ability to communicate so much better than I could ever possibly do with words. This album is an exploration of what happens when words fail, and what does that sound like?
And that's how Russian-American violinist Yevgeny Kutik came up with the idea for his latest recording, Words Fail. Yevgeny opens this release with three of Felix Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, stunning piano pieces which are part of an 8-volume collection. The Song Without Words, Opus 19, Number 1, became the seed for two original works that appear on the recording.
I went to two amazing living composers, Timo Andrus and Michael Gandolfi. And I said, can you sort of, in your own languages, create whatever you would like to create? Interestingly enough, both of them used this four-note descending motivic, melodic, incipit, I guess, as thematically the first several notes in their individual pieces.
And then Timo actually appears on the recording with you on that piece that he wrote.
So, you know, the engineer is providing feedback, and you're also getting live, in-time feedback from the composer himself. So, you know, I kind of wish Mendelssohn were there, but he wasn't.
Well, he might have been there in spirit, I would imagine. Speaking of which, though, the opening line of the piece, which is the title of the recording, Words Fail, has this sort of ghostly feel to it, and then that comes back again and again.
Now that I recall, when we were working on the piece, Timo told me to almost pretend like I'm standing in a room by myself playing this.
Yevgeny Kutik was just 5 years old when he immigrated to the United States from Russia. His memory of that experience has faded over the years, with the exception of the music his mother packed in her suitcase. Tchaikovsky's Song Without Words was one of his mother's cherished scores, and that's one reason it appears on this recording. Another work that ties directly to Yevgeny's roots is a Jewish prayer composed by Lara Auerbach.
I think there's no other time than when you're praying sometimes. When you have no, when words truly fail you, because what are you supposed to say? I have no idea. And so this kind of, you know, got me thinking, and I saw Lara's piece, which is Tefillah, and Tefillah means prayer. I just wanted to explore it and see what that sounds like and bring that to mind.
There's also a rarely heard chamber arrangement of Gustav Mahler's Adagietto from his Symphony No. 5. Yevgeny told me it gave him a completely new perspective on Mahler's music.
You know, Robert Wittinger reduces a 100-person orchestra or whatever to two instruments, and he is forced, therefore, to break this piece down to its like very essence. And in this essence, I feel like you develop a deeper understanding of the Adagietto itself.
When words fail, music speaks, a revelatory idea that became even more profound as Yevgeny Kutik created this new recording.
This recording has, in a way, made me start to think about humanity and think about people slightly differently, and I've kind of just listened more. You know, it just highlights for me again how much we're all the same and united.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.